Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erevin Kuf Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses whether or not a person can run or walk on grass on Shabbos. So at first, the Gemara invokes a pasuk to support the statement that Asur la'adam sheyahalech al gabei asavim b'Shabbos. One's not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Mishum shenemar. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, it says ve'at Raglaim chote, a person can sin with his legs, and that the Gemara understands to refer to walking on Shabbos on the grass. The Gemara then brings a braisa that says you're allowed to walk on the grass on Shabbos, and the Gemara brings a number of different distinctions, to which the Gemara finally concludes, v'ha'idna nowadays, the way we paskin, the kaimalan k'rabbi Shimon, kula shari, all of it is permitted, you're allowed to walk on the grass. This is in fact how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel, Mutter Leilech Agabe Asovim, Bein Lachem, Bein Yveshim. You can walk on grass, whether or not it's moist, whether or not the grass blades are dry. Kaven, Shein Miskaven, Litlosh, since you have no Kavana, it's Davar, Shein Miskaven, is Mutter. But the Mishabrua comments, he says, look at the Berlacha for longer discussion. Mishabrua writes in Siv Katan Chafhei, when the grass is long, when they're very long blades of grass, one should be careful not to run on the blades of grass. Then it's pretty certain that you're going to pull out the blades of grass, and because of psikresha, he says one should not run on long blades of grass. And then he adds one more layer, and even walking briskly would also be a problem. Gam kein tzarech lizar. One has to be very, very careful about running or walking fast on long grass. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes this Psak Mishabura in Perek Chavhei in Sif Yudtes. And he quotes in the bottom in Sifkat and the Hara Samach Dalad, he quotes a number of difficulties with this Mishabura's understanding that one can't run on long blades of grass. He says, Tzarech in Katan. Number one is, this is Talisha Beregel Klachayad. Pulling out grass with your feet, with your shoes, is certainly a shinoi, and that would only be an Isser Midrabanam. On top of the fact that it's a Malacha Shantzich Lagufa, you don't need the blades of grass, and it's kilkel, it's destructive. And no, it's a psik ratio to nichle, even though it might be inevitable, it's certainly not nichle. You don't want to pull out the grass from your property or someone else's property. And then he says, v'kia gabna min nalan le'eser. How could someone prohibit this, given all these facts? It's shinoi, it's kilkel, it's malacha shenzich legufa, it's psik ratio de lo nichle. So he says, in the end, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman as follows. Du la yishlomer dechoshish in etzlisha, kazos asher im lohaya nitlesh, the suggestion of Shlomo Zalman is, perhaps if the grass wouldn't come out, the grass would be in your way of running. It's disrupting your running, and therefore it's considered like nichale. And then he says, if Shlomo Zalman raised the point, even if a person does run, it's not a psikresha, shebechol psia te tlisha. Even if you grant me that it's going to be psik resha de nichale, because had the grass not been pulled out, it would be in your way. So you remove it to be able to run swifter. But still, each step you take, it's not a psik resha le, but lamal aser. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, ach, if sure it's possible, de beritza choshen gamal dricha kezu asher im haya mistakel yodea gamarosh avad yilosh. Referring to the entire stretch that you're running, not each step, but the entire stretch in which you're running. So certainly the Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a difficulty really understanding this, but at the end of the day, Mishabrua does say, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman does find justification, that one should not run on long blades of grass on Shabbos, and possibly not even walk in a fast way.